Doctors and qualified sleep experts talk a lot about a wind-down period, that time before bed meant to usher your waking mind towards a context for restful sleep. And while this period is important, it's only part of a larger conversation about your habits and decisions throughout the day and the sleep cycles that follow. Because like all other facets of mental fitness, sleep is interconnected with all aspects of your lifestyle. And what you do throughout the day can create a continuous feedback loop that affects the quality of both your resting and waking hours. So let's rewind and walk through a day built for amazing sleep and further examine what healthy sleep looks like. In the last section, we mentioned Jen. As Jen settles into bed for a good night's sleep and closes her eyes, she begins to move from a state of wakefulness to the first stages of sleep. Her breathing rate slows. Her body temperature begins to drop. Inside her head, her brain waves begin to shift, all leading toward deeper stages of sleep. Let's rewind all the way to the previous morning. Jen wakes up at 8 a.m. to a soft alarm. She opens the curtains and window to take in the light. For breakfast, something nutritious, maybe something containing a good amount of magnesium. Think a smoothie with almonds, spinach and blueberries, or a breakfast taco with black beans, as the mineral magnesium has been shown to help with sleep and to help create a sense of calm and even improve sleep disorders. She hydrates and heads outside. Phase two sleep, and Jen's brain waves change. Sometime earlier in the day, Jen exercises outside. Nothing overly intense. In fact, many studies have shown that moderate aerobic activity has a bigger impact on sleep quality than intense, vigorous workouts. The aerobic activity she does during the day and the sleep she gets later at night exist in a state of bidirectional support, one improving the other. The workout prepares her body for normal rest, which in turn rejuvenates and re-energizes the body for the next day. Jen's in phase three, or deep sleep. It's during this part of the sleep cycle that she's intensely difficult to wake up, and the brain begins to produce the delta waves that we associate with late cycle sleep. Here, the body and the mind begin to recover in earnest. And this deep state sleep is connected to increased productivity in the immune system. And while the brain activity is reduced during this time, phase three sleep bolsters creativity, mood, insightfulness, and outlook. Some new research also suggests that our brain's glymphatic system does some of the most vigorous cleansing and waste clearance during this phase of sleep. In fact, deep sleep has become the phase of my own sleep I try to pay most attention to, moving beyond just trying to get those solid 8 hours and really focusing on the amount of deep sleep that I get every night. It's 2 hours before sleep, and Jen begins her wind down ritual. She drinks a cup of chamomile tea, which for her acts as a signal that it's time to initiate the sleep process. Jen has done her research and knows that in one study, about 80% of participants responded favorably to incorporating chamomile tea into their respective sleep routines. Entering REM sleep, the muscles are temporarily paralyzed, except for the eyes, which flick back and forth, hence rapid eye movement. REM sleep is foundational to creative thinking, problem solving, to memory and mood, and to cognitive learning. It's here where the majority of dreams take place and the brain's activity increases, working, organizing, and cleaning. As Jen prepares to go to sleep, she prepares her room. Her sheets are clean. The temperature is cool. There's no television or other electronics. In fact, those have been off for over an hour. And there are no distractions. Simply rest. In total, Jen experiences roughly 4 to 6 sleep cycles throughout the night, totaling about 7 to 8 hours. And these cycles leave the brain feeling refreshed and alert. But remember, just like with nutrition or exercise or any routine, the key is to create permanent patterns that work for you. Sleep shouldn't just be seen as a chore, but rather as an enjoyable aspect of your mental fitness. Yes, there are some consistent key tips, a more consistent sleep schedule, more natural daylight exposure, especially early in the morning, avoiding reliance on substances like alcohol or medications to keep you asleep, and the list goes on and on. But at the end of the day, the real answers come from identifying the central choices that help you live your own life in a more compelling, more joyful, more energetic way that promotes you getting the sleep that your brain so desperately needs. Let's talk about some important points of this module. Sleep is interconnected with all of our lifestyle choices, not just our sleep hygiene. What we do throughout the day, our habits and decisions, can have a major impact on the quality of sleep that we get at night. A good night's rest truly starts the moment you wake up. Choices such as a nutrient-dense breakfast and early morning sunlight exposure will set you up for restful sleep later that evening. Moderate exercise during the day can also help you achieve better sleep. In fact, this relationship is bidirectional. Exercise leads to better sleep, and better sleep leads to better exercise. A wind-down routine can help set your body and brain up for optimal rest. Your sleep routine should be personal to you and consist of things like a cup of chamomile tea, a warm bath, or journaling. Personally, I'm a big fan of stretching before bed, having a good air filter in my bedroom, and I love a cup of herbal tea with a little bit of honey. A dark room on the colder side with no electronics, minimal noise, or other distractions is the ideal setting for sleep. Try to leave your phone in a different room. Overall, my goal for you in this module is to help you understand that your sleep is impacted by every decision you make throughout the day, and good sleep requires a holistic view on your daily routine, not just what you do in the moments before bed. Be sure to review the resources in this module to learn about a sample daily routine that will help you achieve your best sleep.